I absolutely love the cow sills, and I was tooling around on social media, and I saw John Cowsill, and John joins us now. Hi there, John.
Miss Wendy, how are you? Good morning.
All right.
I think it's still morning.
Well, technically it's afternoon here in Chicago, but that's okay. It's so funny because I saw you on Facebook. I reached out to friend you, and I sent you a message, and I said, I worked with Danny Bonaducci when I worked at the Loop radio station in Chicago, and I know that the cow sills was the inspiration for the Partridge Family. Let's talk. So let's talk.
Let's talk.
So you were in a band. You were, what, seven years old? Is that when you...
Yeah, I started playing drums when I was seven. I think we were working 6 months later, so I could have ended up being around eight, but yeah.
Yeah, who's going to quibble, you know, single digits? You're in a band with your family members, and then someone had the great idea, hey, your mom should be part of this band.
Yeah, they did do that. I was fine with it. I was just a kid. I didn't care.
Yeah.
But I think it affected some of my older brothers, that decision. It's a weird thing to have your mom in a band. I don't think the Cowsills would have... I don't know what would have happened. I mean, it was just four brothers. We were an R&B band and played a lot of British Invasion and Beatles and Stones and Beach Boys and those kind of things. So, but yeah, they put my mom in the band and we became the Cowsills family band. It was tough on some of my brothers, you know, cause we wanted to be the Beatles and we weren't, we were this nice, happy, goody two shoes family that, anyway.
Well, okay. But, you know, so the song Hair came from the Cowsills, and I think there was some kind of foreshadowing here because some lyrics here, knotted, polka-dotted, twisted, beaded, braided, powdered, floutered, and confettied, bangled, tangled, spangled, and spaghettied. Well, you married a bangle. So that's weird that it all comes together.
Oh, that's funny. Nice play on words, Miss Wendy.
Thank you so much.
You worked on that one, kid.
No, I actually didn't. I was going to say, you know, that's one of the few songs with the word spaghetti in it, but I saw Bangled. And so you're married to Vicki Peterson of the Bangles, and you guys have put together kind of a love letter to your brothers, right?
Yes, we did. It's awesome. And it was a great thing that I've wanted to do for a long time. I didn't know if it'd come to fruition. I've been talking about it for a decade, and I asked her, hey, doesn't this sound like a good idea? I told my brother Bob, you know, I think I'm going to do this. You know, I'm not a big prolific writer, although I do write some with some friends of mine, and Vicki writes. But it was just songs that my oldest brother, Bill, and the brother just older than me, Barry Cowsill, wrote. I mean, Bill... We're the opposite brothers. I think he raised me the most. I think I met my parents in first grade because there was like five brothers in front of me that you just, you know, it's funny because in first grade they asked me what my parents' name were and I didn't know. I just said mom and dad. Hello, you know, seriously, that's a funny thing. But Bill wrote some incredible songs that I've loved over the years that he's written with different people, and the ones that I chose for the album were things that he wrote with Jeffrey Hatcher and Ralph Bodine and Mark Irwin, just some beautiful traditional country songs, because I've always been a country fan. Even in the Cowsills, the first time we played a bar, which I was eight, playing four sets a night, I was singing songs like Oh Lonesome Me, May the Bird of Paradise Fly Up Your Nose by Little Jimmy Dickens. So my first record that I bought was Marty Robbins' El Paso with my own money, and I was probably six by then. And it's funny, this particular song that you're listening to, it was at Bill's benefit because he was having many health issues living up in Canada. And so we did a benefit concert for him. And Vicki and I had never sang together because we're very domestic with our relationship, and we called ourselves the Newlyweds that night, and this was the song that we sang together. And And it's so ironic that that was our first single that we put out. I've always wanted to sing this song, and I've always sang with her doing this song. It was quite the labor of love singing with them, singing with her, and doing these songs that I've listened to Bill sing over the years with his different band formations and Barry's songs. You know, I used to room with him, and some of his songs date back to when he was 14, and we're sharing a bedroom, and I'm watching him write songs and being a serious guy that he was, and I'm making faces in the mirror, you know, like just, you know, who can I make laugh today, you know, because I'm a real jokester, and nothing much has changed, unfortunately, but
yeah, well, hold your thought. Barry and Bill Kausel wrote all these songs, right, on the Record Store Day album, which is called Long After the Fire. It's made up of songs written by your late brothers, Barry and Bill, correct? All of them?
Correct. Six of each. Six by each one.
Long After the Fire. It's a debut album with John Kausel and his wife Vicki Peterson, and this song is called Come to Me. So John, the first time you heard Come to Me, you played it live with your brother Barry, and the first time Vicki heard it was off a cassette tape recording. Right?
Of that show that I played with Barry. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
He never recorded the song, so I found the cassette and we listened to it, and our producer Paul Allen came up with that just gorgeous arrangement and vibe of the song. I do have the original cassette one that I will eventually let people hear it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that'll come out in a box set of cow seals and all the extremity arms coming off of everything everybody's done in my family. That's a beautiful song. It makes me cry.
It is gorgeous. Yeah, this is so this is in tribute to your brothers Barry and Bill. And I got to tell you, you have been really keeping busy over the years. First and foremost, I did not know you had a part on Tommy Two Tones 8675309 playing drums and backup vocals, right?
Percussion with a percussionist and background vocals. I did play some drums on it. I don't know if it's me on there. There were three drummers, Victor Carberry, Sam Clayton from Little Feet, and me. And there's a lot of white splices on there, but we definitely participated in the recording of that. I'm definitely in the backgrounds with Jim Keller, who's my very dear friend today, and who wrote the song. And I think Tommy Heath still goes out as Tommy Two Tones.
Okay. You've done a lot of work with the Beach Boys in many iterations. You worked with Mike Love. You worked with Brian Wilson, Al Jardine, and Bob Dylan, the Mamas and the Papas, Harry Chapin, Mickey Dolenz, Chuck Berry. What'd you do with Chuck Berry?
Played drums for him a couple of times.
Oh, my God.
That's a funny story. I never met him. But because Chuck would come to the shows and, you know, he'd hire the local people who were around, and I happen to be drummer, and I'm so excited I'm going to meet Chuck Berry. But he sends his bass player, who's his musical director, and he gives us all the cues that Chuck's going to give us. And when Chuck does this, do this. And when Chuck does this, do this. I said, okay. And so I love telling this story because I'm a purist, and so when I listen and learn all Chuck Berry songs, I play it like the record, you know, that implied in the middle of a shuffle but straight time thing. Uh-huh. And so we're doing the show. The first one was in Orange County, and he comes on stage. That's the first time I see him. He's on stage. He's got his guitar and his two amps, and we're doing the show, and like about fourth song into it, he comes and walks to the drum set and stares me in the face. He says, "We got a real drummer tonight," you know, and I felt so cool. I said, "Oh man, we're going to be friends after this is done." Chuck's MO is by the end of the song, and we're jamming. I'm looking down. I'm just giving it everything I got. And I look up, he's gone, but I still hear his guitar because he's put it on one of the PA speakers. And just hit the last chord and let it ring and got in the car with his girlfriend and took off.
That is fabulous.
Yeah. Funny story, man.
That is a great story. John, I wish we had more time, and I'd love to talk to you again in the future. I want to get some great information out there. Record Store Day is April 12th. I have two boys. They're 22 and 26 almost, and they are totally into vinyl.
Wonderful.
And my 26-year-old Michael is in a band, and he's the one who said, "Mom, you got to play The Rain, The Park, and other things." And it's like, you're 26. How do you know this? But it's just, I love music. They will never let their mom join his band, though, ever. and please.
Good boy.
I know, very smart. So, John, you will, there's kind of three people that are vocalists for the Smithereens. Is that true? And you're going to be at the North Shore Center for Performing Arts in Skokie on April 25th. I love the Smithereens.
Me too. I've been friends with them for years. Cowsills, they asked the Cowsills to sing on their Blow Up album in 1990. We went and sang on Now and Then, a song that Jim Babjack wrote. All these years later, we've been friends. When I was with the Beach Boys, Dennis would come to shows. I'd let him sit in with the Beach Boys on drums. I'd go to the front and sing a song. And then, and just over the years, created that. Once I was out of the Beach Boys, I'd call Dennis up, you know, because I'd always say, "Hey, man, I want to sing with the Smithereens." He'd say, "Yeah, okay, that sounds like a good idea." I don't know if he thought I was serious. But after the Beach Boys was over, I called him up real quick, and I said, "Hey, I want to sing Time and Time Again with you guys."
Yes.
And he let me do it, and I went to the Wonder Bar in New Jersey, sang it with him. I flew to California, and I did it one more time. His manager, Len, says, "Hey, can you do some more gigs?" I said, "Yes." So now they have Marshall Crenshaw, Robin Wilson, Blossoms, and John Cowsill. Being their lead singers. These guys work all the time. I love the Smithereens. You got to come to the North Shore Center for Performing Arts in Skokie, Illinois. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, Blues Before and After, A Girl Like You, Blood and Roses. Yep. I am a big fan. So, John Cowsill, singing lead with the Smithereens and playing with them, North Shore Center for Performing Arts on April 25th. And I assume that all the information for Record Store Day and the new album is on your website, right?
Absolutely. On the website. It's on social media. It's everywhere. Record Store Day is a big deal. So go get the... And if you have a local record store and they don't have our album, please call now and order long after the fire and make sure it's there by Record Store Day so you can get a very special edition of that album.
Yeah, because there's a limited pressing going on here. That's how it works for Record Store Day. Long after the fire, Vicki Peterson and John Cowsill. It's great. Yeah. A tribute to Barry and Bill Cowsill. So great to meet you. Let's keep in touch and talk again.
Love it, Wendy. Love WGN. Love you guys.
All right. Thank you so much, John Cowsill. And that is very exciting. He didn't mention anything about Danny Bonaducci, though. I think he just kind of moved right past that.